Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler Cast Iron Ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of our conversation about Broadhead Manor with owner Bill Walter. Broadhead, Wisconsin is a small, peaceful town in the southern part of the state, and it's said the whole town is haunted. One of the main haunted locations is Broadhead Manor. Broadhead Manor was originally built as a school, with a first school built on the site in 1896. The 60,000 square foot brick structure on 10th Street is home to a haunted house. At Halloween, visitors come from all over to get scared at the haunted attraction, but the hauntings happen year round. Many former students, teachers, principals, and even a janitor still roam the halls of their former school. Today on The Grave Talks, the hauntings of Broadhead Manor with owner Bill Walter. Since you've owned it, you have had the haunted house, and I'm using air quotes, haunted house attraction in October open, correct?
Yes.
When you have that many people coming in the building, you know, the spirits aren't used to having, they're used to you and some other workers. But when you have an influx of people, does that kind of stir things up for them?
Is not the word I would use for that one.
What would you use?
Let's just say they want to get back at me for allowing that many people to come through their building.
They don't like it. Okay.
During the haunted house, when we were actually running it, we have one whole section that's one classroom. It's like four different rooms built inside that one classroom. And how can half, if you're on one circuit of electricity, how can half of the circuit go down and the other half stay on? And then when you go to flip the circuit breaker to figure out what's going on, it switches.
Oh, yeah, that makes no sense.
The lights in one section will turn on and off, and the other ones will turn on and off. You know, they just keep going back and forth like that. And then I tell them to stop, and then it stops. All the lights stay lit.
Now, I have talked to some people who also talk to the spirits where they work, where they're at all the time, because why wouldn't you? They seem kind of like your coworkers at this point, but
right.
They tell, like, I was talking to a guy recently who works in a theater, And he said he comes in every day and he says, okay, here's what's going to happen today. Here's who's coming in. And when we were talking about that, I thought, what a great idea to kind of give them the heads up. You know, if you want to, just so you know, there's going to be a lot of activity. So do you find yourself doing that? I got to let them know what we're doing.
I probably, if you put me on a Ring camera or something like that, you know, the camera systems that are in the building, I probably look like an absolute fool walking through my building because I talk to them constantly.
Although we might, if we're watching you on video, we might see some things that you're not seeing that it's like, oh, well, looky there.
I've been on podcasts from the building and had different psychics that were watching the podcast tell me, well, there's a big figure standing behind you. And I'm like, no, there isn't. Well, we went back and looked at the video and there was a clear shadow behind me.
Does it scare you at all? Or is it, are you just kind of comfortable with it?
Not in the slightest. It doesn't bother me whatsoever. If anything, I just made new friends. As long as I treat them with the utmost respect and positivity, they're going to interact with me just fine. I actually do scold some of the kids by talking to them sternly, and they tend to listen. That's the weirdest thing.
What do you think it is about schools that the spirits stick around? Because there are so many of them.
We have searched through the historical records on our building. The worst thing that has ever happened in our building was one of the teachers had a heart attack, but he didn't die. That was the worst thing that's ever happened in our building. There's been no deaths. There's been no stabbings or killings or shootings or anything like that you hear nowadays. It's just been a school. Well, Broadhead has been a farming community. It always has been since the early, you know, the early days when the Indians were around and stuff. There's a lot of Amish around our town also. So it's still an old-fashioned country town. It's not this big, you know, if you're thinking of a town with 3,000 people being streetlights and glamour and, you know, bars and stuff like this. Yeah, we do have our local bars. We do have shopping around the area, you know, different stuff like that. We don't have a Walmart. We don't have any of the big major chains. It's still an old community town. Now, going back to your question, why do you think the school is? Well, it's been explained to me why the school is haunted is go back to the 1910, 1920, 1930 era. Most of these kids that went to this school lived on farms. What do you do on a farm? You wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you go out and you milk the cows, you feed the chickens, you milk the cows, you do all kinds of things. You go in, have breakfast, then you go off to school. Well, when you get to school, what does that school represent? You're learning. You're making friends. You have teachers. You have people that are in a positive mood with you all the time. It keeps you happy. And then you have to go back. And what do you do when you get back home? You work until you go to bed. So a lot of these kids, fast forward, you're 70, 80, 90 years old, and you pass away. It's been explained to me that when you pass away, your spirit wants to go to your happiest moment of life. Well, your happiest moments in life are the school. You know what I mean?
Well, and it was a community, a place of community. And
right. You know, you put on plays, you play in the mm-hmm. playground, you have the band, you have the orchestra, you have, you know, all different kinds of things that you can do in that school. So when you pass away, your spirit tends to go back to that happy moment until you pass over to your next. I don't know how you want to put it. I don't know everybody's beliefs. You pass on to your next assignment in mm-hmm. your spiritual realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like for principals and the janitor, like a lot of times those are people who are very, very, very connected to their jobs. And their yes. job is kind of their identity at the same time. Yep. And so I could definitely see, you know, because you think, well, how could being a janitor be your identity? But I remember I lived in a really small town and all the kids knew the janitor of the school. He was just kind of like another instructor almost. You'd walk exactly. past him and you'd say hi and everybody, he'd give hugs and people loved him.
Yeah. Now, see, the janitor I have at the school, him and I have a love-hate relationship. the principal and the janitor in our school, they have come from an era where men did all the work and women were to basically stay at home and take care of the kids and cook them food, basically. You know what I mean?
Right.
Women were seen and not heard, along with the children. So my janitor that's at the building, we have confirmed he worked there from 1906 to 1912, I believe, for 6 years, and then he passed away. His name was John Neuschwanger, because we've gotten his name over and over on the obelisk and the spirit boxes. He has a tendency, if the female investigators come in, they will actually get pushed, they'll get shoved, they'll get scratched, get out of my room, go away. But if a male asks a question, he'll answer all their questions. That's really odd.
Oh, that is. And I get that. Yeah, it kind of the times that he lived in.
Right. Now, see, I was with one group of investigators that were there. I like to join in on some of the groups, because if you have a negative person in your group, you will not get hardly anything in our building, because the kids hide. They think you're negative, you're evil entity, or whatever you want to call it, but they hide on you and they won't interact with you. If I come out with that group, the kids see that I'm with the group and they'll come out and start interacting because they know it's safe because I'm there. It's really weird.
Weird, but that makes sense. Because if you're a child and you're picking up, and you're, number one, your energy, and you're picking up on someone else's bad, negative energy, you would be afraid of that.
Yes.
You know, you and I can meet someone in person and you can pick up on that weird energy from them and you're not comfortable.
I do that constantly. Yeah. I'll sit in the gym when the group first walks in. Every person that crosses the threshold of the door, I know your positivity or negativity for some reason. And I'll go up, I'll actually walk up to some of the people that I feel the negative energy from. And I said, you really need to change your attitude a little bit. Just bring a little more positivity to yourself and you'll get more than you will if you remain the same.
That makes sense.
I hate calling people out like that, but I want them to enjoy their experience. I don't want them to have a negative experience when they're there.
Do you find when you go to other locations, maybe you're on vacation and you go to a hotel and you walk in, it's like, oh, this place is haunted? Because you've really opened yourself up now to that.
I have recently, yes, felt that in different places. It's weird.
When I go to some place where I'm picking up on it, I'm like, when I walk out, I go, okay, y'all stay here. I've got my house. My house is happy home, and you've got your home here. And because I don't want to feel that in my own home, that's where I want to be secure and happy and safe. So do you have a way of keeping them there, or do you sometimes find that they want to go with you?
They always want the younger ones, like Elizabeth, she's around the age of 7. Norman is around the age of 13. Thomas is around the age of 10. Charlie, I believe, is the oldest at 14 or 15. Most of them, the younger ones, want to come with me. But I tell them, no, you have to stay here. This is your home. Every time I walk in the building, I say, hey, guys, I'm here. Let's have some fun today. And then when I walk out of the building, I'm like, you guys have a great night. Y'all have to stay here. Don't tear the place down. And then I leave.
Leave everything where I put it today, because then I'll just have to start over.
Right.
No, I think that's a good idea. When you've brought people in for the haunted house experience in October, have you, because they would have no way of knowing if they just had a real paranormal experience or if that was part of what you were doing. Like, I felt something touch me, but it could have been somebody touched you.
Right. I don't advertise as the haunted house that's in a haunted building. All I advertise is the haunted house. Come in, have some fun. Now, this year's lineup, we've been closed for 2 years on the haunted house because of the whole COVID situation.
Yeah.
it wasn't worth us opening it up when nobody's going to show up.
Right.
So this will be our first year coming back as a haunted house, but we're doing it totally different now that we've delved into the paranormal world and stuff like that. And more people have found out our building is haunted and stuff like that. Have you ever watched the movie 13 Ghosts?
I don't think so. No, I don't think I have.
It's a really good horror movie that is about ghosts, how they trap a bunch of ghosts in a building and they use them to, somebody's using them to bring themselves back to life or something like that. I don't know. It's a really good movie if you watch it from beginning to end. We're going to start our haunted house this year where I lead you up a back stairwell. You know, lead the group up a back stairwell because you go in groups of 10 as you go through the haunted house. As I'm leading you up the stairs, I'm going to explain the story that our building is haunted and our shadows will walk out and scare you. They'll do this, they'll do that. And then give you one little flashlight for the group and tell you you can have one cell phone. And I want you to take a picture of six of our spirits that are walking through the rooms. One, we're going to have actors up there that are dressed as the 13 ghosts in each individual little room and stuff in the manor and stuff. But also, people have seen shadows walk across the hallways and they think it's an actor and nothing's there. So we're just going to give you that premise and get you scared to death walking up that first flight of stairs that you're going to interact with a real ghost and then turn you loose on the third floor and say, find the other end.
Oh, whoa. I don't know if I could do that.
In the dark.
Yes. But it's a great premise. Like, that's right. Really, that's what people are looking for.
I'm not the type of haunted house, or our haunted house is not the type of haunted house that wants to give you a jump scare every 3 minutes. You know what I mean? Just jump scare here, jump scare there, jump scare here, jump. That is not me. I like the jump scares, but they get too old too fast. You know what I mean?
And that's what I don't like about them. I don't like a jump scare for me personally.
Right. Well,
but it's walking through someplace dark with a flashlight. Like, that stuff is really scary to me.
Right. I want to give you true fear, not just a jump scare. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't want you just scared here or there. I want a fear as you're walking through the whole thing, because your mind will actually build upon that story that I've given you.
Oh, absolutely. It will.
And as you're looking around a corner and there's nothing there, but something suddenly standing next to you, you sort of freak out.
And when you're with a group of people, you all kind of feed off each other too. That fear kind of just goes around to each other. You can't help it.
And when it's very, very, very dimly lit, mm-hmm. and a lot of times just the pure darkness of the building, and you're creeping your way through this building, it'll scare the crud out of you.
Oh, gosh. I can't only imagine.
But if you can make it through the third floor, then you'll come down the back set of stairway to our cafeteria area where we have a horror museum and we'll have a gift shop right there as soon as you come in. We also have an escape room that's going to be back in the janitor's quarters that is like a chamber of blood. You got to find 13 body parts and put the body parts into a basket before your time is up. And then once you get the 13 body parts, the door will open.
Now, the janitor's room, is that where the janitor's spirit is? Or does he kind of go all over the building?
He basically stays down in his janitorial area, okay. In his room and stuff. But I had a dowsing rod session with him because I do dowsing rods now. I've always used dowsing rods for construction, but I never knew you could do paranormal activity mm-hmm. with them until just recently. I had a yes or no question and answer session with their janitor, and he basically agrees he wants to scare the people too.
That shouldn't make me laugh, but it does. He's like, I'm in on it. Awesome.
My kids' spirits will knock on a wall next to you just to scare you and run away. They'll do little, you'll hear their footsteps run towards you and you see nothing coming at you. that's their way of scaring you. They want to interact just as much as I'm interacting, trying to scare the people myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So do you let many people in at a time? Because with it being such a big building, you could really feel like you're alone in there if you,
oh, yes,
by spacing them out.
What we do is you'll wait in the line in the gym, you know, the gymnasium area, and we'll get a group of 10 people together. It's going to be, you know, it might be you and your husband and these three kids, and the next four people would be in one big group. And I'll lead you into the main corridor hallway and start giving you the story. And that group of 10, by the time I get you up to the third floor and turn you loose, whatever time it takes me to walk back down and grab the next group of 10 people, those people are usually halfway through the building before I let the next 10 people go in.
Oh, yeah. So you do feel.
You can run 50 people on our third floor, no problem. And you'd never see the other groups.
Wow. So big.
Yeah. Now,
for paranormal investigations, you know, you're open to that throughout the year, aren't you?
Yes.
And people can go in, take their own equipment, and do their own investigation. And my guess is you get a lot of people who pick up on things.
Oh, yes. Most everybody that comes in the building has at least, I can't put a number to it. If you want to, it'd be, I would say you'll get 10 experiences you can't explain.
Oh, wow.
Per group a night. I mean, just 2 weekends ago, I had a group in. It was Darren Buss and his group. You know those grid pens where you shine them and it creates a grid on your wall?
Mm-hmm.
The laser pens?
Yes.
He had two laser pens that were totally drained. You know, the batteries were drained on them. And he set them down on a table, and something kept lighting up that laser grid on and off, answering questions with the batteries dead. Now, how do you do that?
That's crazy. But, you know, the batteries and the electricity, it seems to be something they can control.
Correct.
Obviously, because that's you. Those are used, you know, little cat balls and things are used frequently in investigations.
Yes.
But, you know, you can get them to light up something. But it's so interesting if the, you know, everything's on one circuit, it shouldn't be going off half and this half staying on. If the batteries are drained, the batteries are drained.
Correct. Now, everybody will come in. You know, if you're a paranormal group, I know for a fact that you sit the night before and charge every one of your batteries up so all tip-top shape. As soon as you walk out of the gym and go into the hallway, half of your battery life is gone in whatever device you're using. They drain the batteries that fast. They do it constantly.
How can people get information about lining up a paranormal investigation night for their group? Or maybe, you know, they're just kind of toying around with it and looking for a fun place to go investigate.
You can go to our Facebook page, which is Broadhead Manor.
And let me say, it's B-R-O-D, Head Manor.
Yes. Yes.
B-R-O-D.
B-R-O-D, M-A-N-O-R. You can go on our Facebook page, just send a message through Messenger on Facebook, and I reply usually within an hour. You know, I'll get the message and I'll send it right back to you. So you can book us through there. We're working on our website right now. As soon as the website is up and running, we're actually going to use a ticket service that we can sell, you know, book spots.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Like that.
Yeah.
Right now we are booked every single Saturday all the way up to October. There's still a lot of Friday nights left. We do not investigate during the week from Monday through Thursday. I made an agreement with my spirits that I'd give them that break.
I think that's respectful. I like that. It's like you can have your own time.
We run a democratic society up in that building.
That's very fair. Very fair.
I mean, that's one thing I do request, that anybody that comes into my building, be respectful. They're people just like you are. They were people just like you are, however you want to put it. You go in there saying, oh, you need to light up this light bulb, or you need to do this in a stern voice or anything like that, you're not going to get a darn thing because you just disrespected them and they're going to walk away from you. But if you walk in and like, oh my God, look at the kids running around. This is great. You know, let's play some music. Let's do this. Let's play a game. They're going to jump all over you and have fun with you.
With a building that large, do you let more than one group go in a night, or do you kind of limit? If you do, do you limit where you get to go?
Nope. We have three off limit areas in the building. I give up when you arrive at the building, I give you, first, we sign the waivers. We do the, you know, money exchange, stuff like that. And so everybody knows any money that comes into Broadhead Manor stays in Broadhead Manor. We build with that money. That's my restoration funds. I do not spend it on frivolous things. This is my livelihood. I love this building. I've already retired and I bought a big ass building to restore. I don't know why.
It is a big ass building.
Right. But I will give you a 1 to 1.5, maybe 2 hour tour of the building, explaining the history of the building and what you need to know about the building, where you can go, where you cannot go, stuff like that. We do allow overnights. If you want to book an overnight, it's a little bit more than booking an 8 hour investigation, because we have 8 hour investigations also. On an overnight investigation, we do have a private room that used to be the principal's office that has accommodations to sleep 6 to 8 people in beds in that room. So you're actually staying inside the building.
I don't think I could, Bill.
I spend the night there all the time. Nothing ever bothers me. The worst I get is something jumping up and down on my bed. My kids are jumping up and down on the bed.
If you guys are trying to sleep.
Right. If I tell the kids, just stop jumping up and down on the bed. I need to get some sleep. They usually respect me and leave. Everybody that's been through our building wants to come back, because you cannot, if you're a single group of 6, 8, 10 people, you will not investigate that entire building in one night. There's just too many areas in that building to investigate. That's why most people, as soon as they book for the an overnight or an 8 hour tour or whatever, that same night when they're leaving, they're like, oh my God, we got to get 2 more nights. So let's see your calendar, and they'll book 2 more nights right away.
Wow. And I love that you have this personal relationship with them. That's respectful, and they get you and you get them, and you're both in your own lanes, but you're also kind of together.
If we can go on for another couple of minutes, I'll tell you another quick story.
Yes, please.
This proves how much interactive ability that I have with the spirits. I teach them how to use the paranormal devices. I teach the spirits how to use them. That's what's really weird about this whole thing. We had a group come in. I think their name was I Am Paranormal. It was one guy, his cameraman, and a skeptic. They came into the building. They were sitting down at the table, and they're like, well, we're really not getting much in the building tonight. And I'm like, no, that's because they're all sitting here with me. And they're like, no, they're not. I said, bring your portal box out and set it on the table. Well, they brought the portal box out. He set it on the table. It's got crystals on it that light up blue and red and stuff like that. And it also talks with the necrophonics. Well, he gets it all hooked up and he turns it on, and I go, who's in the room? And all of a sudden you hear this one voice, hi, Bill. And it was Norman. And I'm like, okay, hi, Norman, how you doing? And all of a sudden I hear a little girl's voice. Elizabeth says, hi, Bill. And they're like, how in the hell are these things just saying hi, Bill? You know what I mean? Each one is saying the same thing because I was the one talking. Well, they sat there and they started asking questions, and they were answering the questions back and forth. And the skeptic that was sitting there, he's like, yeah, this is just a bunch of hooey, you know, da 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 da. Those voices could be programmed in and, you know, different things like that. So I'm sitting there, and I did not know if this was going to work or not. But just off the top of my head, I go, you want to see something that works? Turn that portal box off. And the guys looked at me and that we're not, you know, do you want us to turn? I said, no. The spirits here, turn that portal box off. Boom, it went dead. Totally dead. Mike gets up, he looks at his portal box, and he's the one who actually built it. And he's like, I don't know what's wrong. The battery is fully charged. This thing won't turn on and off anymore. You must have fried a circuit, something like that. It would not turn on. And we sat there for about another 10 minutes, and we were talking about how that portal box just got turned off and or broke or whatever happened to it. And just out of a whim, I go, you want to see something? Turn that portal box back on. The thing lit back up and started talking back with the kids laughing.
You had to have been proud.
I was like, my heart dropped right there. I'm like, holy wow. Shit, they actually listened to me.
This is an amazing relationship I have.
The guy that was the skeptic is just sitting there with his mouth on the floor looking at me like, how in the fuck did you just do that? Pardon my French.
You can say that. Wow.
He's just looking, they could not explain that all night long after that point, and the kids started interacting with them all night long. So they had fun. And it gave them an experience that they will never, ever, ever forget.
Oh my God, no. I would never forget that. I'll never forget our conversation about it.
I mean, that was 3 months ago, and since then, now they're learning to turn your devices on and off. You'll set a static cam up in the hallway, you know, just to film the hallway. As soon as you leave, they turn the camera off. You'll get back all the way down to the gym. You may have this camera up on the third floor and you know it's working. The red light was on. It's recording. You walkie-talkie to the guy down in the gym saying, yeah, it's coming up on my screen. You walk away from it. You're not paying attention to it. And you get back down to the gym and that screen is black. You're like, what the heck just happened? I said, they turned your camera off. He goes up. Sure enough, he turned it back on.
And if you were to tell them, and not maybe not everybody, but you in particular could, hey, we're trying to see if we can see you, so leave this camera on. It seems like they would do it for you.
Yes, but they won't do it for other groups. A lot of people will put out cameras and not get a single thing all night because something keeps turning them off on them all night long. And it's nonstop.
But depending on who is with the group, you know, if the right person with the right energy asked
them, would leave them on.
I would imagine they would. You know, I'm kind of a maternal or caring right. energy about somebody, that they right. would respect that. I have got to come visit you sometime. This is fascinating to me.
It the building is fun, and I can talk all night about the building. What I do want your listeners to know is all the events that I've told you about, all of my experiences has happened over the past 6 years, not just the past few months.
Right.
So, there are days I walk in there, you won't get a single thing because the building just feels dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no energy playing. Well, they're all exhausted and they just don't want to come around and interact that night. But then you walk in the door on another night and it could be jumping and you've got goosebumps the minute you walk in the door.
Well, and I imagine if somebody goes, I mean, definitely if they're doing a paranormal investigation, they'll meet you. Or if they right. go to your, what are you calling the haunted house experience this year?
Terror at the Manor.
Terror at the Manor. So if someone goes to that, then they could, I bet they could meet you. I bet you would be there.
Oh yeah. I'm the one who leads you from the downstairs to the upstairs. So you're going to see me if you go through the haunted house.
Do you have people come from all over? Has it gotten to be kind of a regional attraction? Because it sounds so cool.
When we've done it in the past, we usually run about 3,500 people during the entire month of October.
Oh, that's a lot. That's just more people than live in your town.
Right. And the town loves it because we're generating revenue yep. from all the businesses. Everybody loves it when we have our haunted house. I'm afraid that this year, when we finally reopen again, we're going to have triple that amount of people because so many people in the paranormal world now has heard about this yeah. and wants to come. And I mean, we're being spotlighted all over. We're actually international now known. There's people in England, there's people in Australia, New Zealand, Italy,
well,
Spain.
Because a podcast like this and different shows, you know, we reach all over the world. So,
right.
yeah, so people can hear it all over.
Right. And now, you know, we've had a lot of people contact us from these different countries saying, if we book a trip to the United States and we want to come see your building, could you get us in right away during our time frame? And those people, if they actually want to do it, one person was coming from England. I told him, yeah, if you come in, I will give you a private investigation of my building. You know, and this one's
That's
on me
awesome.
Because you're coming in from another country.
That's
because
awesome.
Just to spread the word.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will put a link up on the page. So wherever you're listening right now, just look at your device and there'll be
right.
a link and then click on that and get more information. But Bill, this has been great. And I can't wait to do this again.
Okay.
And that wraps up our conversation about Broadhead Manor with owner Bill Walter. Get more information about paranormal investigations as well as the haunted attraction every Halloween at their Facebook page. Just search Broadhead Manor, spelled B-R-O-D, Head Manor. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts and you can try it 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there, also all ad-free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thanks for listening.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler Cast Iron Ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products. I said, I'm in. Now let me see the factory. Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler Cast Iron Ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products. I said, I'm in. Now let me see the factory. Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler Cast Iron Ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products. I said, I'm in. Now let me see the factory. Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.